Night Habit, GL, one of my favourites here on 2ECR, which can't wait to hear that one again. Now, if you are planning on spending your New Year's Eve on the harbour, there's a few lucky ones of you that are. I have got Damien Loke here from New South Wales Maritime to talk to us a bit about what's happening out there today. Hi, Damien, how are you going?
Good, T. How are you?
Good, good. Happy New Year.
You too.
And of course, this is one of your busiest days of the year, am I correct?
It certainly is. It's really shaping up to be a busy day on the harbour, and we've got absolutely cracking conditions for people to be out enjoying the water and the sunshine and the sights of Sydney Harbour.
I am absolutely jealous. So basically, just a little bit of background about what you do. Obviously, you keep... Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, so obviously with New Year's Eve, with the fireworks going off at 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock, Maritime sets up an exclusion zone around the fireworks barges, just making sure that people are staying safe and that we can have the show go off without any issues. So we've got about 30 vessels out there tonight, so patrolling around the harbour and making sure that people are sort of anchored in the right spots and are going to be able to safely enjoy the fireworks spectacular.
And so people don't know, the exclusion zone means when the fireworks are going off, you cannot cross across.
That's right. I mean, we've got live explosives, so when they go off with a big bang, so we need to make sure that people don't sort of get too close and obviously they're nice and safe for the night.
And you've been seeing how the harbour's probably been getting busier and busier. It tends to ramp up from like Christmas, pre-Christmas onwards. Are there people out there now already?
Yeah, we have people that come and sort of set up and anchor, sort of a couple of days before New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. Sort of obviously people want to get that perfect vantage spot to be able to enjoy the fireworks. So today we see a huge increase. So we've got crews working out there at the moment. Just really making sure that people are set up in the right spot. And then sort of come lunchtime onwards, it's when it really gets busy and we see everyone out there on the harbour.
Yeah, so you do need to be really safe as well. Where are some of the favourite spots that people go to?
Look, some of the perfect spots are around Apple Bay and near the Taronga Zoo, and then also in that Farm Cove around the Sydney Opera House. So there's some really good sort of vantage spots where you can see the Opera House, the Harbour Bridge, and where all the barges we have located in the middle of the harbour to the fireworks sort of go off. And you touched on before just that safety piece. That's what we really want to make sure that, people are sort of out there enjoying themselves, but they're doing it safely. So
yeah,
it's making sure that they check the boat before they hit the water. They have all the right safety gear. For those smaller boats, they're wearing their life jackets. They know that their lights are working because we see people go out in the morning and then obviously comes to night time and they go to turn their lights on and they're not working their navigation lights. So we're just really urging the boating public to make sure you check your gear before you hit the water.
Absolutely. And of course, when it is all over, it is quite a mass exodus off the harbour as well. And of course, there's a limit of how fast you can get out of there, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. So from 3 o'clock this afternoon, there's a 6-knot speed limit. So it's around sort of 10 kilometres an hour. The vessels can travel around the harbour. And you're right, with once the fireworks finish around that 12:30, 12:45 mark, there is a sort of mass exodus. And we're just pleading with the boating public to make sure that you take your time to get home and that it is obviously going to be very dark. So making sure that you're keeping a proper lookout and looking out for the other boaters that are on the water.
Now, I know you're not to do with the fireworks, of course, but have you got any secret tips that you might have found out about them this year?
Oh, they're going to be loud. No, they're so we have a 9 o'clock fireworks display, which runs for 8 minutes, and then we've got the midnight fireworks, and they go for 12 minutes. So I think it's going to be great for the public to be able to enjoy this after the year that we've had.
Yes,
it's certainly going to be great for the public to be able to sort of sit back and welcome in 2022.
Absolutely. And as I've had the pleasure of being on the water with you guys for New Year's, it's been amazing. I must say, I know about some reckless things and I don't work for Maritime anymore, so I can talk out of school. But there have been some crazy nights where people are, I mean, it's funny, but it's also super unsafe where people are falling off boats and things like that. I know that's not your job. You've got the cops out there as well. But is there anything you can talk about that you're seeing that's safe but funny out on the water?
Look, I mean, there's a range of things. This will be my 16th New Year's Eve on the harbour. So I've seen everything from charter boats sinking to people on floating unicorns floating through the harbour. I've seen everything. And that's why we sort of hitting back to that safety message of, you know, whilst it's fun and enjoyable and you can certainly sort of see the spectacular, there is a serious side to it, and we're just really sort of pleading with the public to make sure that they enjoy themselves, but they do it safely.
Mate, I've been out there with you guys, and that is true. As funny as it is a safety issue, and I've been out with you guys, and you do such a good job of keeping everyone. And just remember, if you see the maritime boats, they are there for your safety, and you guys are all very approachable and talking to. So take advantage 100%. Of that.
100%, and you're totally right. We're there to help. So if there is something that you're not sure of, then certainly sort of when you see a maritime boat, don't be afraid to wave them down and ask them the question. And then you can also refer back to the New South Wales Maritime webpage and also our Facebook page. We have a lot of useful information there about where the exclusion zones are and what you can and can't do for New Year's Eve.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Damien. I'm going to let you get back out there because I know it's probably already cranking. Thank you so much for your time and have a safe night tonight. I hope it's all well. Goes well.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you so much. And guys, as Damien said, you can head to the New South Wales I'll look it up for your maritime website and they'll give you all the extra information. Do be safe out there. I don't know how many of our listeners are boating people, but it is, I'm sure, if you're not going this year, I highly recommend getting out there but doing it safely.